I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on August 3rd, 2020. Linus Torvalds has released version 5.8 of the Linux kernel. While initially trailed by Linus Torvalds as, quote, one of our biggest releases of all time, unquote, much of the focus in the update has been on internal features that will largely go unnoticed by regular end users. However, there is good news for users of technology from AMD, with new trusted memory zone support appearing in the release, as well as a driver to expose the energy sensors provided by the company's Zen microarchitecture. Along with improved security for ARM64 platforms, the release mainlines support for a number of ARM-based chipsets that are used in single-board devices and Chromebooks, and also prepares the kernel for the introduction of IBM's new Power10 architecture, which is expected to become available next year. Bunsen Labs has pushed out its first major release in over 2 years. While still featuring the traditional combination of OpenBox and the Tint2 panel manager, the new release is rebased on Debian 10 Buster and allows users to swap out the default window manager while retaining which applications are auto-started, as well as their existing menu and keybinding customizations. The distribution also now uses JGMenu as a replacement for the default OpenBox menu, offering type to search for locating applications and automatic updating when additional software is installed. Bunsen Labs has also refreshed its default theme using custom-colored papyrus icons and remains one of the last few significant distributions to offer a 32-bit non-PAE download for older hardware, along with the now standard 64-bit version for more modern devices. The Mastodon project has released version 3.2 of its federated social media platform. The update primarily focuses on improving audio and visual media handling, along with making the platform more secure for infrequent users. Mastodon's audio player has been completely reworked, and both it and the platform's video player now offer users the chance to choose their own thumbnails for uploaded media. On the security front, Mastodon now automatically generates an email-based challenge response for anyone not using two-factor authentication when they've been away from the platform for more than 2 weeks and are attempting to access it from a previously unseen network address. The Linux Foundation has partnered with key industry players to announce the formation of the Open Source Security Foundation. The new organization will host existing projects such as the Core Infrastructure Initiative and the Open Source Security Coalition, and brings together a diverse membership including large technology companies such as Red Hat, Microsoft, and Google, along with established players in the bug hunting space like HackerOne. The foundation aims to help provide security tooling for open source developers, offer easily applied guidance on best practices, and build a new ecosystem for vulnerability disclosure with industry-wide visibility. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/183. We'll be back on Wednesday.